following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jackson. Well, welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Joining me is...
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to do that.
Pay no attention to her, please, folks. It's so hard to try and be professional. It really is.
It is a strain.
Good evening
sometimes.
And welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Joining me in the studio is the very clumsy Karen Morton from the Republican Executive Committee of Jacksonville and... my executive producer, Holly Lowe. How are you doing tonight, ladies? You've been sitting there quietly, especially you, Holly. You haven't said y'all once. Hurry before I get into these comments here.
I am doing fine,
y'all. I want to thank you for, I thank you both for leaving me alone during the break so that I could go in and read some of these comments. David said, Bill, with respect to the Jaguars, I honestly think that I was disappointed in them for the last 4 years during their losing season. And the stunt that they pulled in England was just the final straw that sent me over the edge. I'm fine with never watching another Jaguars game again, and I can't wait for the day when they finally announce that they are leaving and moving to England permanently.
Hmm.
Wow. Don't mince words, David. Tell me exactly how you feel. Wow. So, all right, let's go immediately to Paul on the phone. And Paul is going to say something that I just did not know. Paul, what...
Yes, and that is happy birthday, 600 WBOB. It was 7 years ago today that Chesapeake Portsmouth made a brilliant move. They moved WBOB from an obscure location on the AM band to a much better frequency, 600, and it proved to be a very good move for the station. And I had never really heard of BOB until it moved to 600. And here it is 7 years later.
Wow.
So happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I did not even know it was our birthday. We didn't have cake tonight. We had Krispy Kreme donuts.
We could put a candle in the cream puff over there
And call it a birthday. But, Paul, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have you been a listener since the beginning?
Actually, 7 years ago at this time, if I can mention their name, there was a husband and wife team named Chuck and Colleen White.
Early in the morning.
And, well, originally they were doing a noontime show here on 600.
Oh, okay.
And I credit them with getting me interested in Jacksonville politics, especially the mayor and city council race, which was quite big in the year 2011. Mm-hmm. And I've been a steady listener to BOB ever since, although I must admit, when you disqualified me last week, I spent this week listening to 104.5.
All right.
Ow.
There we go.
Wow, Paul. Okay, well, I'll have a good trivia question for you coming up. Have you listened to I'm Speaking Plainly during the time that we've been on, which is quite a while now?
I've been listening to you since 7:05 this evening, yes.
Always good for a comment, Paul. Thanks. Well, trivia questions coming up. Appreciate it. You stick around, and we won't disqualify you next week, I promise. That's the way we do it here. We're going to ask you a question this week, and the answer comes up next week, and it's for a $25 gift card to Outback Steakhouse. And it was won last week, and the young lady came in and picked it up. I guess Angie got it for her, and so she was very happy. And it's very easy. All you have to do is during the course of the week, you listen to the station, and things will come up from time to time, and you'll get a chance to respond next week to the question that I ask a little bit later on. It'll be coming up just about 20 minutes or so, 30 minutes or so, just before we go off the hour. And then you just answer the question and come in, and boom, voila, $25 gift cards right there going to you. And you can go buy yourself a whole bunch of blooming onions. Where's the closest one, I guess, is at the beach now?
Oh, no, there's one out there by us at the airport.
Okay, so at the airport, and then...
is there still one at the beach?
I think that there's a Carrabba's at the beach. Maybe there's not. There's one on Atlantic Boulevard halfway to the beach. halfway to the beach.
Yeah.
And
but
there's one near Queens Harbor.
I've been by that over and over again, and it's all torn apart.
Really?
No, yeah. There's one in Mandarin 4 miles away from here.
Okay. Well, you got your GPS hooked up? That's cheating.
Yep.
That's cheating.
Good man.
Yep.
It's not cheating.
You see,
it's called technology.
As soon as I ask a question, Tom's in there. Okay, I got to answer it.
I can't do that. I only live 4 miles from here. Actually, my house and Outback, they're connected.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can get a blooming onion anytime you
just
want.
Just walk across the hallway and
right,
bing, you know.
You get yourself.
I don't even have to do a drive up or
you
anything.
Get a double scotch on the rocks right there and a blooming onion.
There you go.
Now, you and I were having a discussion. Tom and I were having a very personal discussion earlier today before you ladies showed up. Mm. Apparently, Tom's wardrobe consists of basically the shorts that he's wearing now and pretty much that's it the rest of the time when he's at home not working. He just kind of lounges around all day. He's got a little studio in his home and he does his commercials and his traffic and stuff like that. So this is the way you see Tom right now. Boom, that's it. Through the glass.
He's comfortable with who he is.
Believe me, it's a lot worse at home.
I don't know. Ladies, you might like the view.
I don't know. Phone lines are. You turn my mic off. You turn my mic off.
That's right. You deserve it.
I'm the headliner here. The showstopper. Oh wait, I'm sorry. I stole
I'm the one that's in control of stuff.
I stole that from another show. All right, let's go to another one here. Tom. Tom says, for the first time since his election, I've been extremely proud of Mayor Curry and his position with respect to the Jaguars, and I think it had a lot to do with them coming forward quickly and producing the statement for which they did, although I believe that the statement that they produced was not adequate. And I'm hearing that from everyone, that the words, I'm sorry, or we're sorry, needed to be included in that statement. That should have been the first thing they said. We're sorry.
Totally agree.
We did not mean to embarrass the city of Jacksonville by, you know,
yeah, totally agree. This doubling down is not always a good idea. It might be a great first reaction, and I think a lot of strong-willed people do that automatically. You know,
how much of this thing do you think was just completely? We heard 4 black pastors today on a television interview program that Steve Zona was on, say that this reaction by the NFL players was really more of a reaction towards Donald Trump in response to his tweet. How much of it that we're hearing today is twisted and contorted to be completely against? Yeah, you don't have a button.
No, I don't have a button. I'm sorry.
How much do you think it's contorted against Donald Trump?
I think that that's one good excuse. No, truly. I think there are probably some people in the NFL who managed to get themselves offended. I think they're easily offended because it was, he didn't go out and call them anything. He was saying in a presentation he did somewhere, I don't know, Alabama or somewhere.
He was speaking in generalities.
He was speaking in generalities and was just saying, you know, like, hey, people do this kind of stuff. It was a lead up to his signature statement. You're fired. And that's, it just came out and people overreacted. Now, did everybody in the NFL overreact to that? No. No. There were plenty of them who wanted to follow the Colin Kaepernick model. And that guy's gone to the dark side. He's gone total socialism.
He has donated, someone tracked his political leanings and some of the donations that he's made over the years to particular charities. Yeah. He actually has donated money to the Muslim Brotherhood.
And he's donated money to the family of a convicted cop killer.
Right.
Really?
Choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
If you're a public figure, choose wisely. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill. Hey, we're going to get back to the phone lines. I know James Gregory is on the phone holding for us, and we'll be speaking to him when we get back in just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to talk to us, you can also 222-TALK, 222-8255. Hopefully, Karen will not have coughed up a lung by the time we get back from this break. He's turned your microphone off now. Join us on the backside, won't you? This is I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm Bill Hay.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Council.
Are you serious? Really? Seriously?
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. We have a good time here, but when you offend the board operator...
Not a good move.
You are so cut off.
Who becomes offended when you call him a board operator, when he has control of the button over there, you just don't get the power of the mic back. Let's go immediately to the phones and welcome on board James Gregory. James Gregory from the Gregory News Network. I hear you've been out of town for a little while, my friend.
Yes, sir, my friend. It's good talking to you, Bill, and Bill Hay, and good hearing from you. Yeah, I was gone since June 27th, went up to the Philadelphia area where I was born and raised, and went to see my mom. She just turned 87 yesterday, and yesterday was her birthday. She has Alzheimer's and dementia, and so when I seen her, she's not doing well, but she is a believer in God. So that gives me peace about that. And also I was in New York City for about a week and a half while, when I was up there, Donald Trump was, speaking at the UN. And I happened to stop by Fox News when I was up there, and I met, right across the street from Fox News, you know, where they're headquartered, I met Juan Williams. Now he's more on the liberal side, but I told him that, you know, I'm renting a house down here in Jacksonville, and he was very concerned. He said, "Is your property okay?" And I told him, "As far as I know, I'm going back." So I got back here on the 21st of September, about 10 days ago, and I'm calling from my property that I've been renting here on 17th Street here in Springfield the last 14 months, and the property that I'm renting here is fine. I'm not sure how much longer I'm thinking about moving up to New York. I used to live in the New York area, New York City area, years ago. But I'm glad to be back here and speaking to you.
Well, we're good to have you back.
My friend Bill Hay. Yes, sir.
We're good to have you back. And Greg, James, I just wanted to say Greg, James, welcome back to Jacksonville, and I hope that things work out well for you. The phone lines are tied up, buddy, but I appreciate you being a listener and a caller to the station, and glad you're back in town, and glad that your mother is still with you, and that you're doing the dutiful son thing. And so many of our people, you know, they have elderly parents, and they just kind of kick them to the curb, and once they've raised, you know, their children, and their children go off on lives of their own, they forget the sacrifices that their parents made for them.
He went back to see his mom. That's a wonderful thing.
That is a good thing. That is a good thing. Many of us, you know, do you have, this is a sidebar from the political entertainment aspect of the show, but do you have folks that are interred here in town?
No. My father's buried in Illinois.
Holly, how about you?
My dad is actually right across from Craig.
So.
Well, my mother-in-law is here, actually.
Do you guys take and, do you go out and change the flowers and do that here?
Yes.
Okay. I was just wondering, because it seems to be something that is not on many people's radars anymore.
It isn't. I don't know why. But... Yeah. I never knew my mother-in-law. Okay. She died in a plane crash, actually, many, many years ago, and long before I married. but yeah, we always are birthday kind of thing. Yeah.
Change the flowers for the fall and things of that nature. I go to visit my mother and father's gravesite and change the flowers out there from time to time. They don't like for you to have artificial flowers at this particular cemetery.
Really?
I did not realize that my mother and father were buried in the hoity-toity cemetery here in Jacksonville. And I don't say that to be funny, but apparently the one that's on San Jose Boulevard was originally like the hoity-toity cemetery.
I didn't realize there was any cemetery.
My parents shouldn't be there because they're not by all means not hoity-toity, but apparently at the time they bought these plots, that was the only place in town.
I didn't realize they wouldn't take artificial flowers anywhere.
They don't like them.
Well, they've got signs up at the one there across from Craig that says, you know, that they come through, it doesn't matter, they've got certain days of the year that they go in and they throw away everything.
Oh, really?
And If you just came the day before, your flowers are getting thrown out if it's scheduled cleanup day, and which is okay with me because my dad's birthday and the anniversary of his death, it's always cold weather.
Is that to promote getting people to change their
It's for their, flowers. Their lawn people that come in to cut and trim and so.
You know, I did, there was a cemetery that was in the news a few months back over on the beachside. Had some legal trouble and some other things, and I remember a few years back being approached by the operators of that cemetery to take down a couple of pine trees. And I told them that we would need some heavy equipment, and we'd have to come in from another side of the facility, and then we'd drop the trees and drop them over the fence and pick them up. And they said, oh, no, just drop them right here. And I said, drop them on headstones and graves, and I'm not going to run bobcats over headstones. Oh, they're designed to take that. No, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
It's not that they're designed to take that. It's disrespectful. I'm not going to run a bobcat over Aunt Millie. It just doesn't. You can't do that. When you went out to visit people at the cemetery, did you walk in parallel rows to the headstones so that you didn't?
Oh, I never step on a grave. That's disrespectful.
Stepping on a grave is bad enough. Can you imagine dropping a 70-foot pine tree on a whole bunch of graves and then going and using chains? I mean, these guys just didn't have a clue. The ceremony. Somebody said the pomp and circumstance involving death and funeral and the observation and the memorialization of people that have been in your life, the pomp and circumstance of that is all but gone nowadays. Hmm. You know, it's just chivalry is dead in most cases. Guys don't open the door for women anymore. Hmm. Guys, I actually had someone tell me the other day they were going out on a date, and they had been out on a date the night before with this great person, and they thought that she was, you know, somebody they were going to want to see again and see often, and that she paid for her meal. I'm like, what? Give me your man card.
That's
apparently
interesting.
I have asked the children of my friends who are in the 18, 19, 20-year-old bracket, and apparently now the dating scene is, especially if it's the first date, that it's kind of the girl pays for hers and the guy pays for his.
Wow.
That's just wrong on so many occasions. It's so many
totally
things.
Different.
We went and grabbed a bite to eat Saturday after doing a little shopping, and a group of millennials came in, and all four of them piled up. None of them old enough to drink, but all four of them piled up at the bar at this place we were at grabbing dinner, and they were rude. Every other word was the F-bomb, which I find very offensive. And
when it comes from a lady or a girl, it's even worse.
It's even worse. And they got mad because they didn't have any plastic tops for the to-go cups. The boy told them that was serving food, said, I'm very sorry. We are out. We don't have any until the truck comes in on Monday. I'm very sorry. She wanted the manager.
Oh, my God. Well, everything's an offense. You know, it's just these kids.
But who is it a reflection on?
Well, the parents.
It's a reflection on the parents.
And the way that society has taught them. Obviously, we've let them get away with this for
I spoke to the parent of a millennial who happens to be my age. And he said, I did not raise my child. I gave them the background that they needed in order to succeed in life. But they were raised by their peers and by television.
Mm-hmm. And school.
Now, I'm sorry.
I personally would not have admitted that.
No. If you let your child be raised by television, shame on you.
You know what? I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
But that's what happens.
Unfortunately, it happens more times than we care to count. That children are popped in front of a TV 5, 6, 7 hours a day, or they're in front of their phone, and that's just it. Now, I will tell you something that I saw that was really neat. I do have friends, believe it or not, outside of the radio station. And I have a friend who is the father of three children, one boy and two girls, all pretty well spaced evenly. I'm trying to do this without mentioning the kids' names because they're really good kids and they're friends. I think the young man is 10 and then got a sister 12 and a sister 16.
He doesn't stand a chance.
At dinner time. Yeah, I know. I know.
Really?
This kid's been dressed up, had his fingernails painted, the whole routine for years. But they have a basket that they now the young kid, he's 10 years old and his phone is better than mine. Mm-hmm. That's wrong. But for dinner time, they take and they throw their phones all in a basket.
Good.
By the kitchen pastor.
Oh, a girl that does my hair says every night when the kids come home, they all put their cell phones on the counter. She said, because I'm their mom, and I want to be able to look at their phones. I want to be able to look at the messages. And she says, and when they think they're old enough to take that phone into their room at night, they're old enough to pay rent, and they need to get a job and get out. And she says, and I don't need to be paying for your cell phone anymore.
Now, the guy that used to be on the show here, Peter, he did have young children living at home. I don't think any of the kids are living at home. Even the 16-year-old, I think, lives with a godmother now. But he would take up their phones at any time he wanted, and they had to let him know what the password was for their phone, and he could just say, "Hey, give me your phone," and he could check it at any time. And if any time they would not give up the phone, then they lost the phone. And they stuck with that pretty well, as far as I know, up until the last time I saw him. He was still, you know, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't have a password on my phone. If Eric wants to look at my phone, yeah, or I want to look at his, that's total trust. I don't have anything to hide.
Without trust, you have nothing. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. With me in the studio tonight, Karen Morton from the Republican Executive Committee, the chief poobah, the head cook.
We've
and
only got 30
washer.
Minutes left.
We do. Oh. And Holly's here, and Holly's going to tell you about everything that she's got scheduled coming up in the month of October, because I understand she's got it packed.
Woo-hoo!
This is I'm Speaking Plainly. We'll be right back.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. If you're sticking around and waiting for the trivia question right after this particular segment, we'll ask it at the top of the last segment. We'll do that now throughout the rest of these trivia things, but I don't want to say we're going to do it in the last segment every week, because if we do that, then people will tune in for the last segment every week instead of staying with us for the entire time. You never know what kind of stupid thing I might say. So you're going to want to stay from
God, that's
beginning,
the truth.
Beginning to end, yeah.
Okay, now I'm in trouble.
See what I have to put up with here? Wow. I haven't even been mean to you tonight.
No, you haven't. You know what? It has been so incredibly refreshing.
You haven't done anything establishment tonight.
I never do anything establishment.
Everything the Republican Executive Committee does in North Florida is establishment.
Sorry, that's just not true.
It is.
It is not true. Of all the people to accuse of being establishment, me? God.
No, but you go with the flow. You know you do.
I don't go with the flow, but I do follow the rules.
We've had such a good evening so far.
But I do follow the rules.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to know what rule it takes to vote three times to get somebody elected that you want to
I
get
did
elected.
Not do that.
No, what your me? Previous guy did it.
But I anyway. Can't help what anybody else did.
Anyway, phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. I guess we do have a caller on the line, and we'll go to Lori. Lori, good evening and welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Hi there. I know you guys have been talking about the First Amendment quite a bit. And part of the First Amendment, as a libertarian, which I call a Democratic Republican, part of the First Amendment is about redressing grievances within a community. When you have no communications within a community, then you pretty much have a problem. And two of the examples that I will use is one in Puerto Rico. At first, after the second hurricane, their communications went completely down. They couldn't call anybody. And I don't think they still had ham radios. I'm sure some people did. And I know in Katrina, they had to break out the ham radios just to get to the White House. And the second example I'll use, which is really a happy story, in Mexico, the earthquake that they had, this 7.0 where the 49 buildings went down, their communications did not go down. And they actually used Twitter and Facebook to get the equipment they needed to start to remove the buildings so that they could go and find people. So for me, as a libertarian, because all of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is double-edged, because there's so many, we have such a diverse community that it has to be there. And sometimes it is really dissension. And there are people that do like drama. And us as citizens, us as citizens should consider that, because they profit from that. And they like that drama, and we as thinking, thoughtful citizens have to consider that. And that's why I listen to local talk. I don't care who it is, if it's live, I don't even care if I like them or not. But you can't criticize somebody without listening to what they have to say first.
Wow. And do you know,
me.
Well, you know, in so many times now, I've watched people on Facebook and in some of the Twitter feeds, immediately, almost instantly, it goes to personal attacks. Someone says someone on a thread.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. They go and they double-click on that person's header, and then they go to the page, and they say, oh, well, I see that you like poodles, so you must be a homosexual.
I'm going to be really crass and rude and crude, and what I tell them is, I tell people, this guy is baiting you.
Right.
And he's a master at it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that make him? And that's about as rude as crude as I get. And
right.
People are finally starting to come around and say, yeah, this is not constructive. How about a salient, rational reasoning for why I should change my mind? And there's even sites out there that do that, you know. So listening to the radio and listening to diverse opinions and perspectives gives me a well more rounded perspective, and therefore I don't get all I used to get very, very upset, but now that I'm older, you know, I don't go into the panic mode as quickly.
Right. Well,
and I encourage you, Lori, continue to listen to radio and continue to listen to this show. And
I do as much as I can. You only have so many hours in a day, so we have to try and make it constructive. And I think
you should always have 3 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday night to listen to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Well,
you know, she's right.
When I found you, I thought that was great. But then, you know, sometimes communications drop out. And a lot of times, many things are repeated over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, if you've already heard it, you've already addressed it. And so I like when you have lots of people call in. And I remember when Andy Johnson did it.
Oh, my God, please. Please do not use profane language on my show.
His big thing was 2 minutes. I know, but nobody's perfect. Come on. We're all trying to do the best we can. You know, I know I'm not going to get a foot in heaven.
You know
what I'm saying? Not without some patience, kindness, and understanding.
Absolutely. Lori, thank you so much for the call tonight. I really appreciate it.
You know, she has brought up an amazingly excellent point. And it's something that we have forgotten about in our society, that is being able to confront different perspectives and being able to have an open discussion without everybody being immediately offended, but listening and talking it out and getting to understand each other's point of view.
You're absolutely correct.
That's the major issue that we're having on our college campuses and our high schools right now.
Well, it's because it's being taught.
It's being taught, and they're being and you've got so many campuses where they are just literally not allowing the conservative point of view on campus at all. So the children are not even exposed to the other side. So when they hear something that's contrary to what they've been brainwashed into thinking to a great extent, they just go nuts.
I got to ask you, you may not know this young lady, just Michelle. I won't give out last names on the air. Michelle had sent me a message because she knew that you were on the air tonight.
Hmm.
Wanted to know what happened with your event. It was canceled because of the hurricane.
It was postponed because of the hurricane, and we are trying to get it rescheduled. But we have multiple speakers and singing groups and venues. And so we're working on it right now. We are going to get it rescheduled for next year.
You know, when I was in college, we had a drinking game that was based on the Bob Newhart show.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, this was a game that took off all across the United States. And every time someone on the Bob Newhart show would walk into the room and say, "Hi, Bob," then you had to drink a shot. That was just the way it worked. So we're going to get a new game around the number of times in a sentence that you say and.
I do it all the time. I know you. And that's true. I do it a lot.
Anyway, so that you answered the question. It's going to be rescheduled again.
It is going to be rescheduled. And thanks for asking about that.
Blake Harper had an event that was canceled because of the
A lot of people had events too. That were Dinesh D'Souza was canceled because of the hurricane.
Right.
And a lot of the scheduling conflicts are with the venues. The venues are already incredibly busy
for holiday parties.
October, November, December. And then, you know, and so you just can't get a time. And then you've got places like the Hyatt, where some of the events were scheduled, and they're closed for a month because of the flooding on that first floor that has to be totally redone.
Yeah, the Wells Fargo building closed.
Wells Fargo building, yes. That was the disaster.
I know an attorney that is in that building or was in that building on the 17th floor of that building. And they had to walk all of their stuff down
from
the 17th floor.
And there was no air conditioning.
And they've lost mail. Now, here's something that's really interesting that I did not know until just recently. All of the mail that was supposed to have been delivered during that period of time when the storm was running, there was 3 days there that the building was completely shut down.
Right, and you couldn't even get close to it.
Right. All that mail that was in the bulk mail center in the lower floors of that building.
Oh, no. That's down there?
Yeah, it was all soaked. It was all destroyed. It's been in boxes. Uh-oh. Those that they can place, they will place. But there it was a lot of mail. There was a lot of legal offices.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of legal offices.
And you can't, you can't forward that mail.
And the IRS actually has five floors in that building, too.
So all of that mail... Because the post office does not have any latitude with this. The post office has no latitude with this. Any of the mail that was marked "do not forward" had to be returned. So there were checks, there were invoices, there were contracts, there were statements from the court.
Wow.
All of them that were marked "do not forward" could not be forwarded and had to be returned. And so people that were waiting on settlement checks and other things,
out of luck. And people who some people who worked in those offices, and certainly the people who worked in those first floor restaurants, and I think there was a hair salon, a lot of businesses along Bay Street, they still not back to work.
Well, the water was blown in water in some cases.
Yeah.
But the lower floors were the hydraulics and things for the elevators and the mailroom just completely flooded.
Yep.
If you're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly, the phone lines are still open for this hour. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to move forward. We've got a couple of phone lines, on hold as it is. Join us on the backside when you get back. If you'd like to send me a message, you can. Facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly. This is Bill Hay.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. You know what? Let's do this trivia thing and get it out of the way. So here you go, guys. Over the course of this week, kind of route around, listen to the shows, think about what's going on, and you'll hear a commercial here, the young lady's name is Lillian McDermott. Lillian McDermott. She's doing a commercial. She announces her name on the show, and she's also a broadcaster here on WBOB. And I guess over the course of the week, I want you to tell me the name of her website. And don't just go and Google it, because I've already tried, and it doesn't come up. So just having her name.
And a very nice young lady.
She is she's been on the show here. She's a wonderful person. She has a really catchy little website name, and that's good for a $25 gift card. And no, Joni, you cannot participate. I'm just telling her that in advance, because I know my phone's going to blow up here in just a minute. Joni is a wonderful addition to the I'm Speaking Plainly the crew as a field producer. See, I got it right that time.
Yes, you did.
Field producer, not field reporter, field producer. Let's go to the phones and talk to Blake and see what he's got to complain about tonight. Good evening, Blake, and welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly. What do you have to complain about this evening?
What an introduction, Bill.
Blake not always call to complain.
When?
Hey, Bill?
Yes.
When? I'm not going to complain. I'll just say goodbye.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Blake.
Bye.
But, you know, that's just the way it is. I guess he didn't want to come back. He was going to talk to us about the Jacksonville Business Journal supporting the Jaguars, and I would have probably agreed with him on that particular case. I didn't see that coming with respect to the Jaguars getting all of that information from?
I was kind of shocked and amazed when that article, it was actually an editorial.
Yeah.
Editorial that came out.
I think they're probably, after the Jaguars printed their little note of retraction, basically, for their efforts. They didn't say, I'm sorry, but they printed their little retraction. And
well, the editorial went, it didn't even really address the retraction.
It was a week before the retraction. That was the thing.
Yeah, yeah. And they not only applauded Shad Khan for his exemplary leadership, but went on to explain that all of the other business leaders in Jacksonville should do the same, should follow his lead. It was, and they used the term "should follow," not could or you know, it's a possibility that some business. No, they were trying to instruct business leaders across Jacksonville to follow Shad Khan's lead.
I was amazed. In the best of Jack's Bold Cities Best, the recent Bold Cities Best, Shad Khan received the most outstanding local figure, most outstanding visionary, most influential businessman. I mean, he just had a lot of the guide of the headlines tied up with respect to this Bold Cities Best.
Who votes in all this?
Millennials and people that key in words like the elbow. Are you familiar with where the elbow is? Holly, do you know where the elbow is? Do you know what the elbow is? Elbow is an area in downtown Jacksonville that is a bunch of bars and restaurants right along Bay Street, and then it turns and goes up. I want to say it's Liberty Street, but I might be mistaken. But they just call that little area there the elbow because it's bar after bar after bar, and it's, you know, goth bar or millennial bar or, you know, grudge. What do they call it?
Is there a cigar bar in there too?
I think so.
I think there is.
Yeah.
I didn't know they referred it to it as the elbow.
Yeah, it's the elbow. It makes the letter L, so it's the elbow of the restaurant and entertainment district.
Clever, yes.
It's... You know, it goes on till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and it's mostly millennials down there listening to music that you can't understand. You know, we're sitting here on the radio talking about this, but go back in time, 30, 40 years, and our parents were probably looking at us.
Right,
saying,
absolutely.
Styx, Kansas, Boston, you know, Little River Band, what kind of music
is
that?
Yes, they absolutely did.
You know, what happened to Chuck Berry and Elvis Presley and Merle Haggard and you know, stuff that you could actually
Frank
understand.
Frank Sinatra.
You could understand the word Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. What happened to them? Yeah.
The problem that was a disconnect between our parents and their children, which was us at the time.
Right.
But that was a disconnect on music. Mm-hmm. Now, our society has a disconnect between adults and children that encompasses their political aspect, their work ethic, their religious ethics, their music, of course, their writing, their terminology. Mm-hmm. There is really very little that the modern parent, unless they actively study the trends of the day, there's very little that a parent can connect with their child just one generation. I remember going back, let's say 20 years ago, when I was dating in the Central Florida area. I was dating a young lady, had two kids, and we were a great family, got along well. The kids, however, were just getting into the trend. Taylor, she wanted to have jeans with the razor blade slits in the legs.
Yeah.
Now, to her, it was the difference between life and death with having to wear normal jeans bought at, you know, Walmart or Kmart or wherever we were buying them at, and the jeans that were bought at Forever 21 or Wet Seal or whatever happened to be the store in the mall that had the razor blade slits in.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling her, I said, if you want jeans with razor blade slits in, I'm just, you know, buying a pair of jeans and take them out in my workshop and we'll put some
slits
in it.
We can take care of that.
There's just not that kind of connection any longer. Now it's, you know, if you're not up to what's speeding on Twitter or Instagram Snapchat.
Very true.
You know, you're square.
Well, yeah, and there are a lot of advantages. I mean, these the younger generations, are just so proficient in things that we are not necessarily, and we haven't kept up necessarily well.
Well, should we?
I don't know.
Should Maybe. We or should we try and steer young people away from every interaction they have is over a phone?
Well, and. Well, the actual human touch actually seems to have fallen to the wayside as well. Actually talking with someone instead of texting is
Well, now Holly will tell you I have a solution for that. Tell her the solution, Holly.
There's a limit.
Yes, there's
there
a limit.
There is a limit.
There's a limit?
People, after yeah.
After 5.
After 5,
I ignore you.
He ignores you.
Oh, you. I thought you meant okay.
Yeah, and if everybody
I thought
did
you meant
that,
in the system.
If everybody did that, some of the silliness would stop.
Yeah, but I probably. I mean, I personally, I love texts versus email. I would rather somebody text me because you're going to get tired hitting those buttons pretty quick, and so you can make it short and sweet, and I see it right away as versus email. But really, I would prefer that you just pick up the phone and call me.
Right.
Now, if I'm on the other line or something and I don't answer, then send me a quick text and I will get back with you. But we lose that. We lose that ability to interact with other human beings if it's not via this, you know, kind of non-personal technology,
well,
which is a
shame. For example, when Blake said, you know, I'll just say goodbye.
Yeah, really?
The call screener
so
had
offended?
No idea. Well, no, he may have been just kidding.
Oh, he
but
might
the,
have
but
been.
But the call screener had no clue as to whether or not he was
so it wasn't,
straight up or not.
What, did Blake hang up or did...
No, I don't know whether he hung up or not. I just know that the line went blank. But he might have been kidding. But because we didn't know the inflection,
right.
that line's now open. Same with any of the Twitter and the
Well, people
the
are getting
Facebook
very,
stuff.
Very, very ultra-sensitive these days, too.
Yeah, it's an effort to do whatever you can to be offended.
Right.
People look for an opportunity to be
exactly,
offended.
Exactly, exactly. And really, truly, if that's the mode that you're in, if you're just really looking for a way to
what
be offended
do,
all the time,
do we
what a miserable
and
life.
For a beer and if for hard liquor?
Okay. Well, that's a long drive to Callahan. So
I can make you guys really happy. I can just keep talking.
No.
No, really, though. But it's just, if that's what you want, if that's what you want to do is be offended, then that makes you miserable to be around. And who wants to do that?
Well, it's also a way that the new modern form of communication with the Snapchat and the Instagram
yep.
and the Twitter and the Facebook
yep.
and the texting is a way to be non-confrontational. You know,
or very confrontational and not think you have to pay for it.
Yeah, keyboard warriors, they call them.
Yeah.
Hiding behind the keyboard
yep.
each and every time you get an opportunity. This is it. This is it for the night.
Wow.
End of the show. Gone.
Wow.
Go home. Guys,
this
we don't
fun.
Know whether we're going to be live on Saturday or whether we're going to be live on Sunday, but we will be alive sometime
we'll be
next
alive.
Weekend.
Yay.
So tune in. If you happen to tune in at 6 o'clock on Saturday and you hear football, then you know that we'll be live on Sunday, and you'll hear all of these lovely voices all over again. I thank you for joining us tonight on I'm Speaking Plainly, and I hope you will join us again next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Good night.